No Commitments by Simon Brett, starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget as Victoria, Celia Imrie as Charlotte, and Maxine Audley as Delia. Episode 5, Old Embers.
About Victoria.
I just thought it would be nice for us to meet.
Oh, yes.
Which is why I suggested lunch. Mm. In a restaurant of your choosing.
Neutral ground.
I'd like to call this very neutral.
This avant-garde for people from Beckenham, is it?
Anyway, how are things?
Fine.
Giselle?
Fine. She's just taking up jazz dancing.
Oh, how useful.
What do you mean by that?
Just how useful for a 7-year-old girl to be such an all-round entertainer.
And how are all your lot?
Oh, splendid form. Harriet's doing her grade 4 cello on Thursday.
Yeah, she would be. And how's Roger?
Fine.
You mean he's recovered from his breakdown?
It wasn't really a breakdown.
It was?
Well, anyway, he's absolutely fine now. He's back to exactly how he was before he got ill.
Oh, bad luck.
Anyway, how are all your men?
I haven't gotten it.
But I thought...
I've given up then.
Goodness, how on earth do you fill your spare time?
Tricky.
Because, of course, you do have so much more spare time than most people.
Listen, theatre work has always been feast or famine.
Yes, it's just such a long time since you had a feast, Charlotte.
I didn't agree to meet you so that you...
And here we have the spinach and bacon salad.
For me, please.
And you look like the warm salad of Duxbury and shiitake mushrooms.
I hope I don't.
A man who mistook you for a shiitake mushroom would have to be blind, stupid, and seriously undersexed.
Which I take it you are.
Try me sometime.
I thought that you'd given up, men.
Well, for heaven's sake, I can still talk to them.
Yes, but you don't have to chat them up.
That wasn't... That was just... Anyway, that waiter's gay.
Is he? I don't know.
Well, I just know.
But if he's gay, why do you chat him up?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Victoria.
Is that salad really warm?
Yes.
But how do you know it just hasn't got cold on its way from the kitchen?
It's meant to be warm. It's described on the menu as a warm salad.
Oh.
I suppose a warm salad in Beckenham just means somebody's hostess trolley's on the blink.
I wanted to meet Charlotte to talk about Anna.
Oh.
You see, I think, if you're prepared to help, we can put something back into Anna's life that's been missing from it for a long time.
What's that?
A man!
A man? Victoria, just because I've given them up, you're not proposing to fix her up with one of mine, are you?
To something, doesn't it, when biographers arrive for lunch and ask one to pick through the ashes of one's father's sex life?
Yes, and interesting that so far as this biography of Petra Stonehouse is concerned, your father becomes merely one of her...
Whatever the male equivalent of bimbo is.
Yes. Of course, he cast his net pretty wide too, didn't he? Still worries you, doesn't it, that he may have hurt your mother?
Well, I don't think I'm so worried about her having been hurt as having been swamped. You know, her personality completely eclipsed by his. More coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Anyway, this biography will at least have had one beneficial effect.
What's that?
I will now have to do something that I've been putting off ever since Daddy died. Go through all his papers.
A bit daunting.
Oh.
Well, if at any point you decide you need someone to help you sift through, you have only to ask.
Thanks. I may well take you up on that, Celia.
It'll be my pleasure.
You know, I was just thinking. About this Petra Stonehouse business. I mean, there you have a woman who, by most acknowledged standards of morality, behaved appallingly throughout her life. And now she's being embalmed in a biography as a pioneer of feminist thought.
Yes, I don't really understand what was feminist about her.
Well, I suppose, as usual, it depends on how you look at these things. I mean, from a feminist point of view, Petra Stonehouse's rampant nymphomania becomes a right-on willingness ahead of its time for the woman to take an active role and treat men as mere sex objects.
That's most unfair.
What is?
Well, I've always treated men as sex objects, and no one's ever asked to write my biography.
No,
I met him at some boring business dinner of Roger's. He was the speaker.
Guy? The original guy?
Yes, Anna's guy. He was very amusing.
Did you make yourself known to him?
Oh, yes. He didn't actually remember me, but when I mentioned Anna...
I jolly hope he remembered her. They went round together for at least 3 years.
He remembered her, all right. I didn't remember you.
Well, I wasn't around much then. I just got married. Roger and I were learning to live with a mortgage.
Yes.
Anyway, you introduced them, didn't you?
Did I?
Oh, yes. I'd just done my end-of-term college production, hadn't I? Jessica and the Merchant.
But I set myself out rather good in that.
And you sucked up the guy because he was a drama producer at the BBC and you thought he could help your career.
He was interested in my potential as an actress. Yes?
Anyway, that's not the point. The thing about him is...
Anything else you'd like, ladies?
What are you offering?
It'd take me hours to tell you the half of it.
I don't think we want anything else, do we?
You're not going to have another liqueur?
You're trying to get me drunk.
Yeah, would it be worth my while?
We'll never know your lot. Yes, we'll have a couple more Zambucas.
Right away.
Charlotte, I don't think we should drink it.
Guy, yes. Gosh, Guy. I was remembering a long time ago, isn't it?
Over 20 years.
No, not that long.
Over 20 years. Unlike you, Charlotte, I live in the real world, where every year contains 12 months. And at the end of each one, I am 12 months old.
Anyway, everyone thought Guy and Anna'd go the distance, didn't they?
I never quite knew why they broke up.
I have a feeling Daddy threw his son into work somewhere.
Oh, and I think Anna wanted to get married and he didn't.
Ironic, because he got married to someone else within a year, didn't he? Went off and had lots of babies. Gave up producing drama too, didn't he? That vanished without trace.
Actually, he went into BBC administration.
That's what I said.
But the interesting thing I discovered, and I think this is really good news, is that his wife died a couple of years back.
Oh, did she? A lot of these letters are pretty pathetic, you know. Feeble whimperings from women whom Stephen had abandoned.
Here's another one. Didn't what happened mean anything to you? Why haven't you rung me since, Stephen?
He knew what he was doing. The easiest way, isn't it, of ending a relationship? Just never pick up the phone and let the fantasies die from lack of nourishment.
I've tangled with men who could kill them off even quicker when they did make contact.
Something sad about it, though.
Sad for all the poor little bits of fluff Stephen left in his wake.
No, it's sad that he felt the need to hoover them all up and then couldn't sustain relationships with any of them.
And very sad that he couldn't find everything he wanted in your mother.
Maybe.
Now, these are different. Wrapped in faded pink ribbon. I wouldn't have thought that was Stephen's style.
It certainly wasn't.
My dearest, most adorable Diana. Oh.
Interesting you kept those. They were mummies.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Could I speak to Guy Sinclair, please?
Speaking.
Ah, you may not remember me. It's Charlotte.
Oh?
Charlotte Graves, the actress.
Well, actually, it is some time since I stopped producing, so I'm afraid I'm not going to be much use.
No, I wasn't ringing about work. I was... Oh, probably you wouldn't think of me as Charlotte Graves. I act as Charlotte Graves, but you would probably remember me as Charlotte Rowlands.
Oh.
I gather you met my sister Victoria at a dinner the other day.
Yes, that's right, with her,
Her husband. Or the cross she has to bear, if you prefer.
Yes, well, anyway, how are you? Still in the business, I gather.
Oh, yes. Don't know if you saw that play about the social worker that went out on BBC Two last March.
No, I don't think
I was the junkie prostitute in the hostel.
Oh.
Only a cavernous bit, but quite telling. Anyway, reason I rang out of the blue like this is Victoria was saying how nice it had been to see you and how you'd said it would be nice to meet up again.
Yes.
And the thing is, I'm giving a little drinks party next Thursday. You know, a few chums, some in the business, some out, and I wondered if you'd like to come.
The dates on these are all wartime.
Was Stephen away during the war?
Yes. He had an intelligence job in London. Mm-hmm. I was pretty young then, and Victoria was tiny, but I remember her being on her own. I think these must be from Daddy, I suppose.
Well, given Stephen's vanity, I can't see him keeping them otherwise, can you?
No.
And it would have been in character for him to use a typewriter, would it?
Oh, yes. I hope Daddy'd do anything to avoid writing in longhand.
Well, seems he had a more romantic streak than you imagined.
Ooh. And all through the interminably tedious waiting, I kept going by the thought of us in each other's arms and the thought of what we do when we're in each other's arms. It wasn't all bad.
No. And the fact that he kept the letters too.
Excuse me. Hello?
Anna, it's me.
Hello, Charlotte. How are you?
Fine. Listen, Anna, I'm giving a little drinks party next Thursday.
Any particular reason?
No. No, just a spur-of-the-moment thing. Oh, a lot of people, you know.
Hmm.
Anyway, darling, I was wondering, would you be able to come?
It's only a drinks thing, Delia, so I'll probably be back 10 or 10:30 earlier, if it's humanly possible. And if I see your light still on, I might give you a buzz for a quick post-mortem.
You know, Anna, I do see through your transparent attempts to keep an eye on me.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, well, you know, a chat or...
Do you know what's happened to you, Anna?
No.
You've got into the habit of being a carer.
Oh, God, have I?
Yes,
am I? Oh, yes, fascinating, Charlotte.
Why has he got a letter F shaped in the back of his head?
Because he wants to have one.
That hasn't answered my question. Why does he have his name that?
Oh, and you wouldn't understand. Look, come meet my friend.
Just before I go, you must fill me in. Which of these is your current amour?
I told you, Vicky, I've given up men.
Oh, well, that's a relief. It'd be quite a novelty for you, being in a room full of males, none of whom you've been to bed with.
Now, I didn't say that.
That girl over there looks as if her dress was sprayed on with an aerosol.
Yes, well,
she hasn't got a Nikolai.
It is possible to buy underwear without 3-inch gauge elastic and heavy-duty gussets, you know, or at least it is out by Beckenham.
Good heavens, I've just seen who that girl's talking to.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a nerve. Roger! Roger!
Excuse me, can I say the
part? Oh, do that again, baby.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hello, guys.
Hi.
Got things to drink?
Yes, thanks.
And I hope meeting some old chums?
Well, obviously, it's been a while since I was involved in the business, sir.
Sorry, I must have said
this. Yes, of course.
But hang on, I'll introduce you to a chum whose wife has worked in natural history units in BBC Bristol.
Thank you. I'll,
Anna! Oh, hello. Sorry, I'm a bit late. Great to see you. You remember Guy, don't you? Yes, of course I remember Guy. Hello.
Good evening, Anna.
I was so furious with them, Delia. Absolutely furious. They'd done some pretty appalling things in the past. I mean, when I was 18, they took my brand new Acabilk LP and half-melted it down to make a fruit bowl they'd seen on Blue Peter. But they've never done anything like this. Oh. They know how close Guy and I were. They know how long it took me to come to terms with our breakup. And then they just spring this on me, set up the encounter and give me no warning.
So, when are you next seeing Guy?
Dinner on Wednesday.
Ah. Charlotte!
Hello?
It's me!
Where are you calling from?
The car phone! I've got Roger's car today.
Oh! He's all right, is he? He hasn't flipped again?
No, of course he hasn't, and I wish you wouldn't use that word flipped. Now listen...
Oh, incidentally, Bronwyn thought he was rather sexy.
Who's Bronwyn?
Chum of mine at the party. You know, the one whose dress you said looked as if it had been sprayed on with an aerosol.
Oh, yes! All right! All right! And who did she think was sexy?
Roger!
Don't be ridiculous. Roger and sexy, well, it's a contradiction in terms. Anyway, look, Charlotte, I'm putting my plan into action.
Plan?
I told you. I'm going to speak to the one person who has more influence with Anna than I do.
I'm surprised to hear you admit there is anyone. Who?
Delia!
Ah, so you're going to rope in Delia to soften Anna up?
Exactly!
Well, good luck. And Vicky?
Hmm?
Be subtle, won't you?
Oh, come on, Charlotte. You know me.
Yes.
Should the subject come up, I'd be most grateful if you'd be positive.
Positive? In what way?
Well, obviously, to encourage Anna to, you know, listen to what Guy says and...
And what?
Well, I mean, You know, she missed the boat there once.
And you'd hate to think of her missing it again.
Exactly that, yes.
That is assuming, of course, that the boat's still taking passengers.
Delia, you're being frivolous. What we're talking about here is Anna's happiness.
No, we're not. We're talking about your idea of what would make Anna happy.
Yes, well, all right. Comes to the same thing, doesn't it?
Does it?
Well, in the sense that she...
Listen, Victoria, Anna doesn't tell me everything about what she does, and I don't ask to know everything about what she does. Neither of us is the kind of person who believes in interfering in other people's lives.
Oh, no, nor am I. Heaven forbid. Live and let live, I always say.
Good.
So, I can rely on you to put a word in, then, can't I?
These are your father's. Anna asked me to help her go through his papers.
Oh, yes.
A lot of women in his life.
So I believe.
Anna worries about the way he used to treat your mother.
Oh, well, that was their relationship. I mean, they're both dead, so there's not much point in going into it all now, is there?
Perhaps not. I think Anna worries that your father had life all his own way.
That's how men were in those days. All marriages worked like that, didn't they?
Don't you want to have a look at these?
Thanks. No point in raking over old embers, is there?
So. I'm really pleased we met up again, Anna.
Me too. Thank you. It was a lovely dinner.
And you really do want to get out here?
Yes. That's what Charlotte's expecting me. I knew I'd be too late for the last train back home, so I'll get an early one in the morning.
Well, I didn't actually mean...
I know exactly what you meant, Guy. And attractive though the proposition is, and the thought of ringing Charlotte and telling her that I'm not coming back and then her ringing Victoria and all that makes it so unattractive that...
Yes, well, I do understand.
It's not as if we were in any great hurry now, is it?
Well,
No, I'd better be...
Oh, no, just a minute. I'm sorry. But it's rather odd, isn't it, being back in this situation? You know, me trying to stop you getting out of the car.
It may be odd, Guy, but I hope we know each other well enough for it not to be embarrassing.
No, of course not. I meant what I said about us going away for a weekend together.
And I meant what I said about that being a very attractive idea.
And a weekend after next, you say, would be...
Ideal.
Good. I'll phone you in a couple of days, when I've sorted something out.
Fine. Now, I must go.
Yes, now... Just a quick kiss. You know, you really are still very lovely.
Oh, I am only 52, Guy. You make it sound as if you had expected an Egyptian mummy.
Well, I didn't...
Night. Call me.
Yes. And Anna? I'd be awfully glad if your sisters didn't get a blow-by-blow commentary on our relationship.
Oh, not half as glad as I'd be. Don't worry, I will tell them nothing.
Isn't that going to be tricky?
Well, not with Charlotte, anyway.
No?
No, all I have to do is... get her onto her favourite subject and she will forget that I even exist.
And he had the nerve just to laugh in my face. I mean, really, all I said was, I've given up, man. They've never done me any good. I'm going to see how I get on with celibacy for a while. And he actually laughed in my face. I mean, I don't see what's so funny about that.
No, nor do I.
And you never know, it might be just what my lad's been missing all these years.
Celibacy?
Yes. Well, it might be, mightn't it?
Of course.
I thought about being a nun when I was a teenager, and then sort of, I don't know, other things happened.
Men?
Mostly, yes. Do you think I'd be any good at celibacy?
Well,
come on, you know a lot more about it than I do.
Do I?
Of course you do. Oh, incidentally, how was your evening with Guy?
Well, fine.
Good. Anyway, I think I'll give it a whirl. Yes, I've decided. I'm going to tell all my chums that I'm celibate until further notice. See what happens.
You could have cards printed, couldn't you?
Yes, I suppose I... You're not sending me up, are you, Anna?
Would I? Anyway, love, I must get to bed early start.
Yes, you know where everything is, don't
sure.
you?
Night, night, love.
Good night.
See you in the morning, and if I don't, thanks for having me. Pleasure. Night.
to you.
Well, what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
This evening.
Well, I've just been sitting and watching the telly. I told you I've given up men, so...
No, not what happened with you. What happened with Anna?
Oh.
She has come back, hasn't she?
Of course she has.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, what happened?
I don't know, do I?
Honestly, Charlotte, sometimes you are just so hopeless.
It comes back, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Been a long time.
Been a long time since you and I, or just been a long time?
Well, I'm not sure that I...
Don't worry, Guy. No. I was only teasing. That is exactly the sort of question I am not going to ask you.
Oh, thank you. And with regard to my question... I mean, I know it didn't work out 25 years ago, but it seems to me we've suddenly been offered an amazing opportunity for...
A second bite at the cherry.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Anna, we're neither of us spring chickens anymore.
I won't argue with that.
I'm pushing retirement.
Yes.
And, well, I think we could make each other very happy.
I think we probably could.
The rest of... Well, for however long we're allowed...
Hmm.
You sound doubtful.
Maybe.
Oh, Anna, we did love each other. I think we still love each other a bit.
Oh, yes.
And don't you like this? Hmm? Nice weekends in comfortable hotels. Hmm? Oh. The kid's off my hands, and even my pension's going
to
be...
Guy, I don't really want to talk pensions.
No, no, I can see that. It's just, you know, as one approaches retirement, one...
Yes. Yes.
So?
And you are, in fact, proposing to me?
Yes. Yeah. You've got another chance. Let's take it.
I love being with you, Guy. Sex is still wonderful.
You never forget. Like riding a bicycle.
Well, thanks for the analogy.
No, well, I didn't mean it like
it's
that.
It's all right. I was only joking.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Listen. I'd like us to go on doing this.
Good.
For as long as it interests and entertains us.
Well, that's going to be forever.
No, it isn't. It might be, but it's very unlikely.
Why?
Because we're at different stages of our lives. I'm just starting a new bit of mine, and you are trying to reproduce an old bit of yours.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. This time last year, I was still looking after my father. Now I have a kind of freedom. I want to enjoy it.
You mean you don't want to escape looking after one old man, only to start looking after another?
Well, I didn't say that. No, we've both got plenty of years of pleasure ahead of us. And who knows, after a few of them, we might feel that we did want to make the relationship more permanent.
But that's...
That's not what you're after.
Well...
It isn't. You've lived most of the last 25 years with certain expectations. Marriage, family, retirement. Mm. It was all mapped out. And then suddenly the whole pattern was broken.
I'm coming to terms with that.
You're coming to terms with it. But I think, perhaps you think, everything can go on as you've always envisaged it, Guy. With just one small change. A new actress taking over the role of wife.
That is not fair. I love you, Anna.
Look, and I love you. And we're both unattached. So there's nothing to stop us from having a deliciously self-indulgent affair.
No?
Except, as retirement looms, I'm sorry, but I'm not into surrogacy.
So, you may meet again.
Yes. The odd dinner, maybe the odd weekend, till he gradually stops phoning.
You mean he doesn't really love you?
No, he loves me. I love him too. But probably not enough, on either side.
There are plenty of other women who would be prepared to compromise.
I know. That's why I say he'll soon stop phoning. He'll have found one of them to share his BBC pension with.
Yes.
Oh, Delia, give me a drink.
Anna?
Hmm?
You know those letters addressed to your mother?
The faded pink ribbon ones?
Yes, those. Well, I was looking through them again this afternoon, and I had rather a shock.
Oh?
A couple of them are different from the others.
How?
They're signed, but not by your father.
Oh.
So I was wrong about Stephen and his vanity and why he might have kept those letters.
Hmm. Yes, it does put a rather different light on his character.
And of course it means that your mother... I'm sorry, Anna. I just didn't know what you'd say.
Well, I'd say... good for her.
In Old Embers by Simon Brett, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, Celia Imrie, Charlotte, Maxine Audley, Delia, David Swift, Guy, and Neil Roberts, Wilson, and the Waiter. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was produced by Paul Schlesinger.